What's he going to do? What's the race like to replace him?
It's interesting. It's been slightly redrawn, and it's drawn in a way that it favors a former Democratic congressman named Nick Lampson.
Oh, Nick Lampson, of course. He was terrific. He and Tom DeLay mixed it up for years. But here's the problem. He's a moderate Democrat.
He's a moderate Democrat. He's from Beaumont. When you talk to him, he talks about how he wants to go to Washington to build consensus. You know, he's not hard-edged, and that, you know, that could be his downfall. His probable opponent is a state representative named Randy Weber. Hmm. I was listening, I hate to confess this, but I was listening to Michael Savage, not Julie Mason, one afternoon. Randy Weber.
Hi.
So it's going to be an interesting race.
That is really interesting. Of course, if Nick Lampson is indeed going to insist upon being a moderate Democrat who wants to come up here and work with Republicans and get things done, well, there's absolutely no place for him in Washington. Yeah. There are no more moderates left. And we're just having the great purge of 2012 up here. And no one's, well, I mean, they're starting to make noises about it, but no one's working with anyone else up here. Nick Lampson is like, it's like he's been encased in amber for the past decade, and now he's been released. Or like in Star Wars, when they put Harrison Ford's character in what was that substance? Where he was sort of encased in it, entombed, and then he sprang back to life. That's what Nick Lampson is trying to come back to Congress and, you know, work with Republicans.
That's what he's trying. He was bragging the other day to his supporters that he was the founder of something called Across the Aisle Caucus.
Aww.
He wants to revive that.
Wow. Well, you know, he's an affable fellow. He was well-liked when he was up here. Maybe he can actually get that done.
That's right.